members. I am calling the Rules Committee on Committee on Rules and Administration to order on Monday, February 13th at 5:03 p.m. Since we are remote, we're going to start just on do a roll call just for the record. Committee Administrator, I'll take the roll.
Yep. Chair Dietzick.
Present.
Vice Chair Rest. Waiting room. Senator Johnson.
Present.
Senator Champion.
Present, and I'm also, you're connecting me with my other device as well, but I'm here.
All right. Senator Eichhorn.
Present.
Senator Frentz.
Here.
Senator Limmer.
I'm here.
Senator Marty.
Present.
Senator Miller.
Here.
Senator Murphy.
Present.
Rust.
Senator Rust.
Her name is there. I see Senator Rust is here on my screen, but I don't see her. So thank you, members. We have two items on our agenda today. We're going to start with the formation of subcommittees. And so these committees and appointees should be in your packet. They're also online. The subcommittees will include the Subcommittee on Ethical Conduct, Litigation Expenses, Joint and Permanent Rules, and the Conference Committees. And so for Subcommittee on Ethical Conduct, we have Chair Champion, Senator Kunisch, Senator Matthews, and Senator Miller. Subcommittee on Litigation Expenses, we have Chair Senator Frentz, Senator Cruen, Senator Westland. Subcommittee on Joint and Permanent Rules, we have Chair Dietzick, Senator Dibble, Senator Drazkowski, Senator Kunisch, Senator Miller, Senator Murphy, Senator Pratt, and Senator Rest. And for the Subcommittee on Conference Committees, we have Chair Senator Dietzick, Senator Johnson, and Senator Morrison. Do we have any questions on my work? Well, my staff worked with Senator Johnson's staff to come up with this list. I'll be honest, it wasn't me. So thank you to anybody and everybody that has agreed to be on this. Member, are there any questions on this list? Seeing no questions. Oh, Senator Murphy.
Thank you. I am just curious about what is covered in the Subcommittee on Litigation.
So when my understanding, thank you, Senator Murphy, for the question. My understanding is if there's a lawsuit, then and so we have to hire outside attorneys, then this subcommittee looks over those expenses to sign off on them. And it's usually in the past at least had, I believe, an attorney on it. So it's just to review our expenses.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is it just when we are sued? Is that the jurisdiction or is that the qualification?
Could sometimes be if we're involved in recounts. That's my understanding. Senator Frentz, do you know more? Senator
Only, thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Senator Murphy. Only that it related to any expenses that were for litigation, not necessarily that only when we were a defendant.
Secretary Bodden, you were shaking your head at some point. Do you have additional information?
Madam Chair, nodding my head in agreement with the recount provision in particular. That's where the subcommittee is met most frequently. And that's a situation where the Senate isn't a defendant, but Senate policies make some provisions for paying legal expenses related to recounts.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, members? All right. Senator Russ, would you like to move the appointments included in the meeting materials be adopted?
Madam Chair, that's my motion.
All right. So all in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Thank you. So the motion passes and the subcommittees are adopted. The next item is the compensatory time policy. So members, in our Senate policy, Senate employee policy book, there is a policy where an employee must work 85 hours before comp time kicks in. And so after 85 hours, they accumulate 1 hour for every hour worked during session, and they can only use those comp times during the interim. This kind of, you know, we have staff that works really hard, and so this really kind of helps them. It's kind of to reciprocate, to appreciate all their hard work and to another way of paying them. In the application of the current policy, all employees must enter on their timesheets 5 hours of work not paid. And this also shows up on their pay stub. And so this has been kind of a bone of attention, my understanding. And as we are looking to acknowledge the hard work our staff does and to make the Senate a little more competitive place to work, this is a little thing we can do for our staff. Currently, these hours are capped at 220 hours. Most of the people who reach this cap, so we did have a review in kind of previous years, if you take out 2020, because that was kind of anomaly because we were having multiple special sessions and everything. It is mostly nonpartisan staff that reaches that cap, and it hasn't been a huge amount. I think the average person averages maybe a 2-week comp period. And so since it is the nonpartisan staff, and I know they are working hard, we are going to, at this point, we're not touching that cap, but we have Lexi Stengel is kind of keeping track and tracking that. So we might have to come back and look at that. Senator Limmer.
I just had a quick question. You, in your presentation, you had asked the question or framed it that comp time cannot be used during a legislative session. What happens if we have a special session? Can they use it over that time, or is special session considered a session?
They can earn it. Mm-hmm. They can earn it, can they not, Senator Desick? We just can't spend it then.
Yeah, I am looking for either Secretary Bodden or I don't see Betty's on. I think I saw Carlin on. Carlin, do you have an answer for that? Or Secretary Bodden raised his hand. Can you answer that?
Madam Chair and Senator Limmer, the policy doesn't expressly prohibit using comp time during special session, but does call out in several places that the use of the comp time is subject to approval by the employee's manager. So I imagine that's a circumstance where if it were to be permitted, it would have to be arranged.
All right.
And the policy also says the compensatory time has no cash value. Hours of work must be reported by the employee and approved by the employee's manager before the compensatory time can be used. So that is laid out in section 2.40 in the Senate policy. Any follow-up, Senator Limmer?
No, I just wanted clarification if anyone asked. Thank you.
And again, 2020, when we had those never-ending special sessions, I don't think the comp time was completely that different than like 2019 or 2021. It was just such an anomaly. During the year, we just kind of took that out as far as looking at kind of the averages. Senator Russ.
So, Madam Chair, the point I was thinking of was, can they still not only, I guess, spend it, quote unquote, but can they earn it during a special session, particularly the kind that you mentioned that was going, it lasted for weeks. It seems like to me that some of those staff were working extra time to help us reach a resolution. I see Mr. Bodden nodding his head yes, but I'd like confirmation of that comp time can be earned during a special session as well as spent doing it.
So the policy says regular benefit eligible employees are entitled to receive compensatory time for additional work completed during the legislative session and special session.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Senator Limmer.
One follow-up with Mr. Bodden. Mr. Bodden, you said that you would need express permission during a special session. Do you think it's important for us to put this in writing in some kind of handbook or manual, whatever we print that in, or should we just leave it blank and wait for someone to ask the question if we got into a special session?
So the policy says hours of work must be reported by the employee and approved by the employee's manager before the comp time can be used. So I'm assuming before you can use that comp time, you would need the manager's approval. So I think if they wanted to use it during a special session, they would have to get approval to not be at special session.
That covers it for me.
Yep. Okay, Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I know that there's been some research done on this, and Secretary Bodern and Beth have done a lot of work digging into that. Could you just give just a quick background on that 5 hours of work not paid? To me, it is kind of a confusing thing, but there's got to be a little bit of history. Secretary, would you just give a little brief primer on that?
So, excuse me, Madam Chair and Senator Johnson, the comp time policy was initiated in the late 90s, and there's always been a threshold amount of time required to accrue comp time. That's varied. It's been, in some instances, 4 hours over 80 in a 2 week pay period, and currently it's set at 85 hours total time before comp time can be accrued. Where the work not paid comes in is when the Senate switched to using the semaphore time recording system. And it does plenty of other functions, but the time recording feature there had a pre-existing code for the time that needs to be accrued in addition to an 80-hour week before an employee is eligible for comp time. So the Senate was basically stuck using the unfortunate code work not paid. I think that's responsive to what you're asking for, but I certainly have more detail on how the policy has evolved over time if you want that.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Secretary, I think that covers it. Just a little background on why it's sitting there right now and how it kind of came to a head recently was mostly with that system change that we had. So thank you for that.
Senator Marty.
Thank you. I just wanted to follow up on your comments a little bit earlier about is it Lexi who is going to be working on just tracking how much people are using and so on? Because I think we should explore the expansion behind 220 hours a year. Who's looking at that, and is that's still under possible consideration for later?
So we wanted to evaluate it, because if they're not hitting that, if people aren't doing that 5 hours, so that's about, I think, 50 hours over the course of the legislative session. And so we wanted to know who is going to reach that, and then kind of tracking that. And then since in the past, it has been mostly nonpartisan staff and mostly Senate Fiscal and Research that have kind of reached that limit, we kind of want to, and I know they've been working in long hours like all of us this session, and so we don't want them burned out in March and kind of figuring, I'm not benefiting from this at all, I'm not getting any benefits. So we are going to continue to track that. And I've had that discussion with Senator Johnson, so that we kind of are tracking it to say, if we need to readjust this, we can come back and look at it. So that's kind of where we're at.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Senator Johnson, do you have your hand up still? All right. Any other questions, anybody? As I said, I think as Senator Johnson said and Secretary Bodern said, when people have to see that work not paid, that was kind of a glaring issue. And then our staff works hard. I don't care if they're Republican staff, Democratic staff, nonpartisan staff. Our staff works hard, and we appreciate what they do. So I think this is just a little way to show our appreciation and that we are understanding that they are working hard. So if there's no other questions, with that, with Senator Marty, would you move to amend section 2.40 of the Senate policy, and that it is adopted, the change is adopted and effective for the timesheet ending on February 14th, 2023. Before we start, Senator or Secretary Bodern, did you have a question?
Madam Chair, and thank you for covering the application of the policy. I just wanted to make it clear. I've been in conversation with the Senate Controller, Ms. Myers, and this will be, it can be implemented tomorrow, and instructions will be provided to staff on the fairly simple steps necessary to complete the timesheet accordingly. Just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you. And Ms. Myers, did you have any questions or any comments to add?
No, Madam Chair, members, no, we are all set, ready to get the instructions out tomorrow morning so that people do not put in their work not paid, and to adjust timesheets accordingly.
All right, thank you. So that again, Senator Marty, would you move to amend section 2.40 of the Senate policy so that the changes be adopted and effected for the timesheet ending on February 14th, 2023.
So moved, and thanks for making the change.
All right. All in favor, thumbs up or say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. Thank you, members. So with that, the changes are adopted, and seeing no other work in front of the committee at this time, the meeting is adjourned.